I'm Aaron Schachter, and you are listening to The World. With the holidays upon us, here's a topic for conversation that might come in handy. Say you're sitting down with a family member or friend who's recently returned from Iraq or Afghanistan, a returning vet, and you don't really know what to say because you suspect they don't want to talk about their experience. Well, you could ask them about their tattoo. Jason Deitch is a vet who works with the Veterans Association, and he says that tattoos say a lot about a vet's experience, where they've been, what they've done, what they've seen, and even who they've lost.
It's been a format of expression in the military for a long time. The warfighter culture itself does not allow for a lot of expressiveness or emotionality. Subjects like loss and pain and fear and anger are not subjects for public discourse in the military. And like people everywhere, they've found veterans and military soldiers have found a way to express those feelings that they all have. And tattooing has become a secondary language of expression in the military. People are able to record their experiences, their losses, their travels, who they have served with, all through a series of images on their body that they tattoo on in ink. There's no public discourse about the experience people are having at war going on in America. And we realized that these veterans and their tattoos represented a clear and authentic story from war.
One of the guys you have on your website, Jeff Slater, has the word serenity tattooed across his chest below his collarbone. And the rest of his body, as you can see, is anything but serene. It's jam-packed with color. And it was quite a shocking thing to see. And I want to listen to what he had to say.
I always knew I wanted a hand grenade with wings. To me, that described who I am in this world as far as I feel like that grenade with the pin pulled. You never know when it's going to go off, but you know eventually it does. And the wings were supposed to mean my journey through this world. I don't know who said it, but someone said, serenity is not freedom from the storm, yet it is peace amid the storm. And that's how I feel my life is, that it's not going to ever be perfect, and it's going to be battle after battle after battle.
That comment there from Jeff Slater, really, really powerful stuff.
Yes. He has the word serenity tattooed under his collarbones above a grenade, which is exploding. And Jeff himself has talked about the fear he has about his experiences at war, causing that to happen to him back here at home, that explosiveness, that uncontrollable. And you'll notice that tattooed under each of his arms on the sides of that are the words hope and faith. And for Jeff, he is trying to instill a change in himself through that art. What he's hoping for, and he has faith in, is his ability to recreate himself as somebody new who isn't only affected by his experiences of war.
Not everyone is quite as poetic when they decided what to put on their bodies in ink. There's another guy, Noah Bailey. He has a couple tattoos that are essentially a record of the incident in Afghanistan that took both his legs. Let's listen to what he has to say.
It blew us up and I got thrown out the top, and it's all in like pictures. Like, I remember the incident it went off just being, like, smashed up against the side of the turret. And then all of a sudden being, like, weightless feeling. And as I'm, like, looking up, the truck is coming back and, like, rolled over me. And so my whole left side just got crushed. The one on my chest is my Humvee getting blown up. And it's all on fire and stuff, and then has like clouds on the top with like angel rays coming down, and then it has my feet with wings. They're Chuck Taylors, and they're going to heaven, so it's like my feet are going to heaven, and yeah, they're going to be waiting for me.
Yeah, Noah, basically, he has a tattoo on his chest of his feet flying to heaven, as he says. It's a very interesting testament about the culture that people are coming home with from the military and veteran culture, and that it has a very kind of dark humor to it. Yes, he's lost both his legs, but that doesn't mean that his life is over. And so in a very kind of darkly comedic way, he has a picture of his Chuck Taylors, which, by the way, every shoe that he owns now on his prosthetic legs are Chuck Taylors. He wears only Chuck Taylors now.
Are these tattoos meant to speak to other veterans, or are they meant for us to ask the veterans about?
Both. Tattoos, obviously, in the military are a way of symbolizing who you have served with, your story at war, but also they are a record. And they're a record that, whether it was overtly conscious on the veterans' behalf or not, they put on their bodies where other people could see them. It's a request. I think there is a lot to be said for the conversations that could be had by asking about those stories. People who oftentimes have said to us, I don't know what to say to veterans. I don't know what to do. I want to help, but I don't know what to do. And rather than have to start with some big ticket item in a conversation, why don't you just ask one of us what that means or tell me about that? And it is a way that they can also, by the way, you know, let you in to a certain degree or not. It's a very safe kind of format for discussing what seems to be a very fraught with tension conversation. And that conversation is preventing veterans from being able to come all the way home into the communities that they belong in.
That's Jason Deitch, co-creator with his friend Chris Brown of the website War Inc., Veteran Memorial Tattoos of the Iraq and Afghanistan Wars. And whether you like tattoos or you don't like tattoos, the website and pictures are just amazing. Check out some of the photos from War Inc. on PRI.org. We heard from many of our vet friends who've joined our veterans SMS community today about their tattoos, like David Sawyer in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, who listens to the world on WMFE. David has a tattoo so small, you might not even notice it.
This is a tattoo that I got while I was in Vietnam. It was self-inflicted. I was on a forward fire base, and I was in charge of drawing the colonel's maps. After spending quite a few months in the bush, the colonel found out that I had draftsman talents, and he brought me to the forward fire base to do his maps. One day, I was in my metal Connex, which is a square storage container, drawing maps, and the 155 howitzer group behind me needed to fire off quite a few rounds. And in the process, I stabbed myself with the India ink-filled pen. Once the spot healed, it left a black mark. And so that's my Vietnam tattoo. It's pretty hard to notice, actually, now. It used to be the case that it was very dark, and people would ask. And then, you know, it was very nice. I could tell them stories about why it was there and what it meant to me. I use it to remind me of my experience in Vietnam and all the friends that I lost there.
Do you have a tattoo that describes the story of your service? Let us know and become a part of our veterans coverage. You can join by texting RETURN to 69866.